Now that just infuriates some people. You know, they want to rail at God for these events. And we've talked about this before, by the way. God doesn't sit around calculating who he can hurt by capriciously now and then sending a tornado. That's a complete misunderstanding of the nature of nature and the nature of evil and the nature of spiritual warfare. And the sovereignty of God that rules over all creation does not mean that God capriciously sends agony to people for some kind of pleasure of his own. If God allows tragedy, he's got a redemptive purpose in it. And he is the God of all comfort and the Father of mercies. And until you get that settled in your own heart, like right now, if just this conversation we're having, this one-sided conversation, is causing you to be awakened to lots of unexpressed frustration toward God, then quit suppressing it. Let it come up into the light, because suppressed negative thoughts are very toxic. And they produce more toxicity until you're just a walking grumble. You know, this whole issue of grumbling and its spiritual seriousness is illustrated so well in The Great Divorce by C.S. Lewis, when Lewis is asking his guide, who's taking him through the heaven and hell. He sees a little old woman who is just grumbling and complaining about everything. And she's irritable and irritating. And Lewis, who is being guided through this scenario by George MacDonald, Lewis says to MacDonald, is it right for this woman to be damned just for the relatively small sin of grumbling? And MacDonald says to Lewis, in the context of the story, it's not so much that she's damned for grumbling as that she has become nothing but a grumble. And the idea here, of course, is that her damnation is not that she broke a rule and is going to be punished for it. It is that her very nature has disintegrated down to its lowest common denominator. Her grumbling had become such a force in her life that there's nothing left now but a grumble.